Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wanted to get more of a national view on what happened in week one around the National Football League. We're going to our Wester hotline, and we're joined by Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. Dan, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks for having me on, guys. How are you?
We're good. You were in Cleveland, which I'd love to get to in a second because I think that was one of the more fascinating stories on Sunday. But from our perspective here, Dan, real quick, your thoughts on the Bills going into the 2019 season. What are your expectations from the team here? Let's start there.
Well, I think that, you know, after New England, the division is wide open for them. Obviously, Miami's not very good, and he just beat the Jets, so I think that's a big thing. How Josh Allen continues to develop, you know, kind of a growth season. I don't think, you know, I think it's fair to say that probably not winning the division, particularly if Antonio Brown actually does play.
Yep.
But, you know, is there enough wins there and opportunity to get to, you know, 9-7 and grab a wild card spot or not? And how's that offense keep going? It's certainly an interesting team to watch and, you know, and see what happens. That opening week was big. I thought that was a really kind of a ladder game for those two franchises.
You know, if we were talking about the Patriots earlier, with Antonio Brown, even maybe without Antonio Brown, they come out, they beat up on Pittsburgh pretty good. And if you look at their schedule, they should be, what was it, like either 7-0 or 8-0, possibly, if they beat Cleveland at the back end. They could be 8-0 going into a game in Baltimore, I think it was, in early November, before their first real huge test.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've made four straight Super Bowls. They won three of them. And
you don't have to remind us. We're aware of it, you know.
I was texting with a guy, and I just said, boy, Patriots look really good this year.
This just
and, you know, it just was so such a performance against Pittsburgh. And then, you know, look, Antonio Brown, who knows at this point. But if you're adding that weapon, it's a different ball game. With New England, so then it's, you know, New England's just sort of in its own spot. You know, can Kansas City beat them or something in an AFC Championship game is about all you're really down to. You know, there's a lot of football to be played and a lot can happen. But certainly as week ones go, you know, they were 2-2 last September. They lost to Detroit in Detroit and scored 10 points. There's a lot of times New England doesn't look good early, and I always. I kind of joke, September's like their preseason. They've always been able to roll through the AFC East so easily that there hasn't been a lot of concern. Well, they're firing on all cylinders, obviously, Sunday night. So that's a terrifying concept for the rest of the NFL.
You were in Cleveland on Sunday. What was the atmosphere like before the game and as the day played out? What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, it felt bad for Browns fans. I mean, the morning was, you know, huge crowds downtown Cleveland. There were people. They have a lot in downtown. I don't know if you've been to Cleveland, but it's not like the Bills where you're separated. Just for the listeners, you know, and you're it's right downtown.
Right.
So parking's a premium. There's a lot called the municipal lot that's like the prime lot that everyone wants to be at. It opens at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, and people were lining up at 2 p.m. Saturday to get in this lot so they could tailgate for 5-6 hours on Sunday morning. They were going to wait 17 hours to tailgate. The city was totally alive. I mean, I listen to the radios, I'm driving into town, and it's like they're debating, is 9-7 disappointing season? You know, how is the Antonio Brown deal going to affect the Browns in the playoffs? I mean, the level of optimism was so through the roof. And then at 11:19 left in the fourth quarter, Baker Mayfield threw a pick on consecutive possessions and people started leaving the stadium. So it was that quick that you had gone from, you know, we might be able to contend for a Super Bowl and we should win double-digit games to what an absolute disaster this is. Yeah. I can't bear to watch anymore. You know, so much hype, and then they were so sloppy. 18 penalties in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NFL record's 22. I mean, it's almost historically bad. Three picks, five sacks, a safety, bad defense. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. is wearing a wristwatch on the, you know, $300,000 wristwatch in the game. I mean, just everything you don't want to see out of that was going down. So a lot of hype on Cleveland. I feel like they talk about a must-win against the Jets.
Yeah.
I thought that was a huge game for Buffalo last week. They got a Monday night, and to me, if Cleveland drops to 0-2, God, Lord knows where that season's going.
Yeah, they'll start freaking out. And I think it's funny. I think last year, wasn't it a night game against the Jets? I think where Mayfield came in for Tyrod Taylor, and that started the change that he took over from that point.
Yeah, I think that was the spot. And, you know, Mayfield, he did have a lot of picks. He was trying to, like, force ball. I mean, at that point, you're down. I never really mind if guys are getting picked off down two touchdowns, you know, down big in the fourth quarter. It's better than, you know, grinding clock and kicking a useless field goal. But he didn't play well. Nobody played well. You know, the receivers were fine. It's just they were so sloppy. I mean, just so many penalties. You just wonder, like, did they – you're never going to win a game, 18 penalties. I mean, you just – at one of the Titans' drives was like a 50-yard touchdown drive, and it was 40 yards on penalties. I mean, you're just giving them the field. So some of it was just – sloppy, you know, not paying attention, lost their composure, lost their discipline, just everything that you just can't have. And so for a team that walked in and said, basically, put a bullseye on us, they were just not ready for prime time.
We're with Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports on our Western Hotline. You talked about New England a moment ago, and maybe Tennessee could be your answer here, but who were you most impressed with in week one from a team standpoint?
Well, I did get to see Tennessee live, and they were good. They're very disciplined. I thought they, you know, it's a stark contrast on how well coached they were. And, you know, that's a team that's, I think, 9-7, three straight years, and you're kind of waiting for that breakthrough. Indianapolis, I think, will take a little bit of a step back, although I think they're still a pretty decent team. So, I didn't get to watch all the different games in the thing. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to say they're going to be a contender or something. I mean, Dallas obviously looked terrific. The fourth quarter of Arizona was pretty mm-hmm. fascinating.
Yeah.
They turned it on. Like, is that not in a 5'10" first round draft pick at QB? Pretty good to come back and tie the Lions and really almost should have won that game. Late, I think they had the overtime was 15 minutes, not 10. They would have had that. So, obviously, Baltimore looks really, really good. You know, who knows how bad Miami really is? They get New England this week. That could be a bloodbath down there. So we'll see. It was pretty interesting week. It does sort itself out though. You know, there's a lot of teams usually are 1-1 after week two. And again, I think Buffalo getting that victory was big. Like, somebody needs to be the second team in the AFC East. And if you can get to that spot, you can get 9 wins. You know, I think a playoff berth would be a huge step for the Bills franchise this year. Even just really contending for that would be a big step. And what I saw was they're more ready to make that jump than the Jets.
On that note, Dan, let me close with this. Let's talk big picture in the AFC. Let's say the Bills end up being second in the AFC East in terms of the wild card race. Some things have happened here. You know, Indianapolis looked to be a playoff team, whether division or wild card. Luck retires. What else? Foles goes down for Jacksonville on opening day. How do you think
Houston lost?
Houston yeah. loses in New Orleans, right? How do you think the wild card race will eventually shake out? I mean, who are the Bills hopefully going to be contending with in the AFC, factoring in what you've seen with injuries in Week One?
Well, I would think it's Houston, and it's someone from the South, and then we'll see about the West. because I would say this. I don't. So yeah, Jacksonville's got an injury. Indianapolis a little bit down.
Yep.
I'll be interested to see if the Chargers can stay up. They won, but they're traveling to Detroit this weekend. Huge game for Detroit. That'll be interesting. But you know, Houston taking the loss. Pittsburgh looked terrible. Cincinnati's not going to be good. Cleveland doesn't look good, right? So there's the three in the North. You know, it's 1 week, but the NFL's all about overreacting, so we love to overreact. But certainly is a little different contender and a little thinner contender if we just look at week one results. Now, do I think Houston's going to be a good team? Yeah, I do. I think they're going to be fine. That's a tough loss, and they almost won a really big game winning on the road in New Orleans. But certainly there's a little less competition than maybe I would have thought a week ago for the Bills. And I just think that that's a win, beating the Jets, that will pay some dividends long term, because if you can get in that spot. But they're not going to win the division. I don't think that's a real problem. I don't think even the Bills inside their building think they're going to win the division. But if you can get to 9, you get to 10, you're going to get a wild card spot, and that would be really cool for the franchise.
Dan Wetzel with us, Yahoo Sports, and joining us on our Western Hotline. Dan, thanks for giving us some time this morning, and enjoy the rest of the football season.
All right, you too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.